Good morning. Welcome to today's episode. My name is Vivian and I will be the host of today's episode. Today, I will share with you guys some studying tips that I have learned and I think that it's helped me a lot on my studying. So, help you guys can find it helpful for you guys. First of all, the first tip is pick a date, a place and a time. So everyone have their own idea about the best place and time to study. Wherever is your bedroom at night or the library after school, find the studying place and regular study time that's work for you and stick with it and turn it to a habit, so it will help you to be more effective on studying. So about the pick a place, you should organize your study place. That's your study table. So your study place should be quiet, comfortable, and distraction-free. And it should make you feel happy and inspires and motivate. So try and get rid of all the distractions and make sure that you're comfortable and able to focus as possible. So you could decorate your room with your favorite pictures and objects or some quotes to motivate you when you feel tired. And you should make sure that you have enough space to spread your textbook and note and pen out. And have you got enough of light? And is your chairs are comfortable? And your computer game is out of sight? So you should take care of that when you organize your study place. And with some people, they want their room to be completed silent, but with me or some many others, they want to use background music for help. And I think that is really helpful for you when you try to focus in studying. So think about what works for you the best and take time to get it right. Okay, move on to find your best time. So some people work the best in the morning, but otherwise work better at night. So for me, I work at night, just like 4 and 3 a.m. at night. That's crazy, right? But I think that time I was most effective on studying and the most focused when everyone is sleeping. So you should work out which time should you and plan to study then. Make sure that you turn it to a habit and you will have a regular study time. That's work for you and stick with it, okay? Move to the next tip that I find really, really helpful for me is finding my study method. Before finding your perfect or your right study method, you should try different study of methods, because most of us will have different way of learning. And when you get to know the learning style that suits you the most and you are comfortable the most and study in the way you learn the best, you will increase your weight really much. Okay, so there are some of our study methods that I want to share with you guys. So first of all is the auditory learners. So they will prefer to learn by listening. So you guys will try to read out loud your notes and discuss them with your friends or your parents. And you might like to record your voice when you're reading your studying and then play it back to listening. Next type of learners is visual learners. They will prefer to learn by seeing. So I am a visual learner. And normally I will try to use as many colors in my notes as possible. Moreover, I will draw diagrams or charts on my map to represent the key point. And I use some image to help me remember easier too. The lastly is the learner prefer learn by doing. So try using technicals like role playing or building models to receive a key point. So that is the tip. Next is take regular break. The scientists have proved that you should have a 15-minute break every 13 minutes of studying. So you should stand up and walk around your room or your house so your body could relax a little bit. And after that, when you come back to study, your mind will be more focused, and this will help your bodies to won't be exhausted when you study for a long time. And you should build your study routine that's work for you the best, because if you were training for a marathon, you wouldn't try and run for 24-hour days. Like, you have to have a long term, and then you have to take a break. Okay. Next, that's a tip that I really like to use because it's really fun and useful for me. It's join or organize a study group. So when you getting together and with your friend for a study season, you may have a questions that they have the answers and vice versa, and then you could like have motivations with your friends. They would motivate you to study, and then they would like, hey Vivian, go study with us, and then you will study with them, right? You will have so many great time and effective time when you study with your friends. But just make sure that you stay focused on the topic and don't waste the time when you're talking or chatting. Yeah. And lastly, you should look after yourself. Yes, studying is really good, but you have to take care of yourself too. You make sure that you eat well, have enough sleep, and have a physical exercise, and drink enough of water. Remember that being well hydrated is essential for your brain to work at its best, and make sure that you keep drinking water throughout the revision and also on the exam days, okay? Thank you for listening. I hope that you guys will have some useful tips for you guys now to improve your studying. Thank you for listening.